We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys basketball. Southwest Valley off to a strong start so far this year. Joining us now is Timberwolves head coach Kyle Basher. And, Coach, as I said, a 3-2 overall start, 3 wins to start the season. Ran into a couple of stumbling blocks here against Stanton and Bedford, but they're pretty solid teams. Your thoughts overall on the start of your season?
Yeah, I mean, you get a little bit of everything. Yeah, I think it was a good start to the year. The first week, we topped it off with a really nice win against Central Decatur. A team that's, got ability, is going to be well coached. And we had beat them for a while, so, getting that win was big. And then kind of did stumble coming into the next week against Stanton. They played really well. And there's things we wish we did differently in that game. But that happens, and they took advantage.
Yeah.
Against Bedford. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, then against Bedford, I mean, they're really good, undefeated, and you just had trouble scoring a little bit there against the Bulldogs, and now you got games with Mount Air and Southeast Warren before the winter break. What do you think is working well with this team right now?
I don't think it's maybe a single thing. One thing, I think they take a lot of pride in the defense. And maybe that's, against Stanton, that was kind of maybe not as great. But I think having multiple people that can score it, it starts with Alex Morgan and Gale Hogan, kind of inside out duo there. But they're, I think you look at Colton Pegg and Darren Mullen off the bench. Devin Greenwalt's done a real good job offensive rebounding. So that sounds a lot.
Well, as you said, Alex Morgan averaging a double-double so far this year in the first four games, 19.5 points, almost 12 rebounds a ball game. How would you describe his game overall and how he's such a mismatch, especially in the paint?
Well, I think it starts with just how active he is around the paint, because he just getting rebounds, getting putbacks, and then being able to score it kind of multiple ways, whether that's more inside or kind of off the dribble. But he just does a great job. If you don't find him in your defense, he makes you pay.
Yeah, and in Cale Hogan, he's 7-17 from outside again in the first four games, 41%. Pretty good shooting for him, and he's averaging 16. What is his game like besides just shooting the three?
It's one thing, I think, with him and Wyatt Mendenhall, their ball handling and keeping the turnovers down. And then with scoring for him, he's really good off the dribble. He can get past most people. And then he can shoot it. So it's kind of the ability to kind of do both.
Yeah. And with such a veteran squad, I mean, you're averaging around 10 turnovers a game, a little bit less, which is not bad in high school basketball. If you get under, I think, first four games, you're averaging 9, which is, if you get under 10 per average, you're doing pretty good. What do you just make of, you talked a little bit about it, the ball handling, the ability to not turn it over. I'm sure that's been a big factor for you.
Yeah, no, that's huge. Our turnover margins are always really, really good because we do turn over the other team, and we don't. A lot of that is, first of all, the ability, but also the poise, not letting the game get sped up and make passes that maybe you shouldn't, staying comfortable. Because in the high school game, with a little bit of pressure, like Bedford will put on you, being able to handle that, and these guys have.
Very good. And so how about your depth overall? Alex Cale doing really good. You mentioned Wyatt Mendenhall. How about other guys that you've seen contribute, either starters or coming off the bench?
Yeah, Colton Pegg, he kind of gives you a little bit of everything, kind of a swing guard. you know, he's been able to, in certain games, kind of put some points there. Then off the bench, you have two guys that can kind of score it. Walker Bissell, he's just a sophomore this year. You know, he can kind of get it to the rim or shoot. And then Theron Mullen, just a strong, explosive kid. You know, he gets the ball around the basket. He can really finish.
Well, this team, five straight years where you were like 6-7 wins a year. And then last year, a game above 500 at 11-10 mark. So what steps do you feel like you made some progress last year? What kind of progress do you need to continue to elevate the win total, do you think, moving forward?
Yeah, you know, since I've been here, it's been a process. We've constantly kind of kept moving it forward. You know, the first couple, 3 years, that didn't mean a lot of wins. But we've just kept improving each year. And last year, we finally broke through and kind of got that, you know, above a 500 record, kind of get that first winning record. And that was big for us. I think this year it's past that. You know, I don't know how many wins that is, but we definitely look to improve on our record from last year, and really everything we do as a team, just keep improving.
Yeah, one of the best seasons for Southwest Valley. You have to go all the way back to 2012-13 when they went 22-5, and since then it's been right around the 500 mark. Yet this team, they've shown abilities, I imagine. I mean, have you been encouraged just what you've seen right now and how far this team can go?
Yeah, I really feel this team has a lot of ability. And at the same time, we got a lot to prove, because there's not a past record of success. So what these kids are trying to do is kind of break through those invisible barriers. That's a big part of it, is kind of getting through that mental part of it, and getting the wins.
So you've already had to face some tough opponents here in the conference, like a Bedford. Well, of course, they're in the corner conference. They used to be in the Pride of Iowa. So they're gone now. But Central Decatur, you face them. You still have a big game coming up Thursday night against Mount Air. They're undefeated so far in the conference. You know, how do you feel? And in Southeast Warren before the winter break, how do you just feel about the conference this year and your chances of being, you know, doing well in it?
Yeah, this week, if you actually look at Bedford, Mount Air, Southeast Warren, that's our schedule for this week. And all three of those are the top three teams last year in the conference. Bedford's not in the conference now. So this week it's a really great test to see where we're at and can we play with the top teams in the conference. And that's still to be determined. But we are confident about our ability. And, it's going to be super exciting to see over these next couple of days to be able to play Mount Air, Southeast Warren. Both of them were picked to be top two teams. These are going to be fun matchups.
Well, some tough games, as you say, here coming up. That's Coach Kyle Basher, head coach for Southwest Valley Boys Basketball, with us here on KSOM.